cities with biennials tend to welcome a whole art season. And there's been a lot happening in this season of the Honolulu Biennial. For example, the world's first I Biennale opened last Saturday. This is the sound of a good party in the amazing Y Center for Visual Arts next to a 7-Eleven on Nimitz Highway. I found Ara Lelo on the second floor, which opens to a vaulted space I guess you'd call industrial chic.
Young people resonate to things that are like, that seems bespoke, like wood. You know, there's already a bridge above you. You walk in and there's a Terasaki piece immediately. You're like, whoa.
Ara was congratulating KJ Baisa, the director, the curator of this event, the first inaugural I Biennale.
We have 66 artists from 17 different countries, one-third of whom are from Hawaii, and we're free and open to the public. I think that distinguishes us.
How did you fundraise? Where'd you get the money for this?
We are a startup, and we're scrappy, and we're we're resourceful, and we're hardworking.
Baisa takes the theme for the I Biennale from the word Anthropocene, which is our current age, when humans have been the dominant influence on climate and the environment. Baisa coined the word
Anthropocene, and that was the basis for saying that art is the most important thing influencing society at this point in time. And that's the underlying theme besides activism and social responsibility.
The I Biennale features an interactive piece by Yoko Ono. Masami Teraoka's Ramen Eater is now a rug. Cody Anderson's life-size palm frond is awesome in pencil, and you'll see Tibetan imagery morphed by Tseren Sherpa. Spencer Tunick is showing one of his nude invasion photos, and last year, the Asia Society showed FX Harsono's videos at midnight in Times Square for the entire month of January. He's got a piece in the I Biennial. Linda Yamamoto's plaster hands are eloquent and about as hopeful as we can get.
I'm really impressed by this show, to be honest.
That's Colburn Pollock.
I came here with like no expectations, really. I wasn't sure exactly what kind of event it would be, and just the level of artistry here is pretty breathtaking.
The I Biennale aims to be an itinerant exhibition, opening in various island locations around the globe, always with ample Hawaii participation. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.